You have a good night's sleep, Augie? You sleep at all?
Okay.
Yeah? It's hard to sleep with all these bells and things going on, huh?
It's not the bells.
No? The nurses coming in and out? That's good you got that thing out of your throat.
Yeah.
A little more comfortable? You have to put it in every once in a while again, or what?
Yeah, I'm going to have to shoot it back in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Every 15 minutes.
Yeah,
I can't be minutes or anything, man. It happened so far, you know. Mm-hmm. The only thing I got is, you know, what I know. And, besides that,
I'm about to close the door. There's too much noise out there. We said we'd come back this morning when we talked to you, so we want to make sure we came back and talked to you. We have some other questions we wanted to talk to you about, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know, last night we told you you're not under arrest, right? You knew that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened is we noticed there was a prior domestic about a month and a half before the shooting that the sheriff's department investigated, and that there was they put the paperwork in, and so there was a warrant in the system now for that case.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not my case, it's not Jeff's case, but just because that, what I want to do is just, you know the drill, I just want to read you your Miranda rights, okay, and then just so we cover your bases for you, okay, all right, you have the right to remain silent, do you understand that, Augie?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you say may be used against you in court. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
You have the right to talk to an attorney and have one present with you before and while being questioned. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you free of charge before any questioning, if you want. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, now that we got that covered, like I said, we want to talk to you, but I just want to give you those rights. So.
Yeah.
Do you remember the domestic case, like a month and a half before we got into it?
Everything happened so fast
it's where I think you guys got in the car, and then I think from what I read in the reports, this is where I read that you pulled in front of her, and then you guys were arguing, and that she said that you reached, when she got up to the house on Wright Road, you reached and slapped her. Do you remember anything like that? Or
no.
Okay.
Yeah, cause I go in there and slap her, and then she's the one that was always doing me dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just got tired of it, you know.
Did you ever report her hitting you or anything like that? Did she ever try to hit you?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever report it?
No. I should have, though. I should have, because I have our reports with her and my daughter. Her and my daughter fighting. You know, and I had a record song. I could get him, too. Could get him. But I don't want to take it all that far, though.
Me and Jeff talked after we talked to you last night, and I just wanted to... We kind of talked about that first time when you ended up getting pulled over by the cops in Ojai. And do you remember how that happened, the way you reached back and shot him? Did you kind of get away, or did you...
To get away, you know.
Yeah.
To get away from the system. You know,
uh-huh.
You know, I was drinking and didn't care no more, you know. I just wanted to learn more business.
Yeah, yeah. You know why they stopped you, Augie?
Yeah.
Because when you were out in Ojai, you just were driving on the street and you looked and you saw the cops, the lights behind you, trying to pull you over.
Yeah.
So what were you thinking at that point, Augie?
At that point, I was just thinking, like, what am I going to do now, man?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to screw it up, you know.
Yeah. But you were pretty pissed off before you even got pulled over then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like in a random.
Mm-hmm. At what point did you...
What I mean by random, a random pullover.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like a random pullover, you know, just cut cop pull you over and see who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those random,
uh-huh.
random police. And, you know, they pull over and check your name and who you are. And
yeah, yeah.
One of those things, you know. At that time, I was going through that, you know. But I'm glad that I ain't dead, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
so when, just
in a different city, you know.
When you saw the lights back there and you pulled over, what point did you decide that you were going to just reach back and shoot him? What, did you just kind of like right there? Were you thinking about it when you saw the lights? You know, I'm just trying to go
around. When I seen the lights the first time, the first time when I didn't know what to do no more, you know, I was just like going circles and circles. You know, it was like a random, what I mean by random, it was like a random shootout. Killed me at that time. You know, like didn't care no more. They know what to do no more. They know where to go. What is gonna happen next? You know, am I gonna die now, or am I dead later? Or, you know, little things, you know, little issues. The little things, you know, don't make you a big story.
Yeah.
You know, don't make you just little words, you know, they're big words. But.
So in Ojai, you've gone up to Ojai before, and so what were you doing up there in Ojai? Did you have friends up there?
I was working.
You were working? Okay.
Yeah.
You know any of the cops up there at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been stopped up there before by the cops?
To be honest with you, no.
No? Okay.
Maybe just one time, but
yeah.
The whole container.
Okay.
But that's about it.
In Ojai?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay. So when they stopped you in Ojai, do you remember like where you had the gun in the car? Did you have it like with you on the seat, or did you just kind of rehiding it?
I don't remember. I just pulled out a gun and
okay.
That's all I know.
And then how did you open the door? Did you get out or not get out?
You know? Well, I already had a shootout with the cops, you know what I mean? So, you know, it was just like a black point. You know?
We're talking about
the first one. I mean, my black point, you know, it was like a black point already. It was like either I'm dead or not, you know what I mean? You know, that's what I learned by black point. You know, when I die now, or I'm going to die later, or what's going to be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it came out to be a black point, you know, like, it's still here. You know,
and when you, that first time, we're talking about the first time you shot when you were in Ojai, did you just sneak behind you? How did you do that? Do you remember?
I think it was scout though. I thought I still had bullets in them, but which I didn't. You know, I was just driving around, or whistling my gas, you know. Just whistling gas, you know, just to get away. I didn't know what to do anymore. You know, I was stuck, you know, like, I was in an environment where I didn't care no more. I didn't care what happened to me. I didn't care if I died. Mm-hmm. I didn't care if I lived. You know, it was this pursuit that I was in. A pursuit that I'll never forget, you know.
Yeah. A lot of people never forget.
You know, I'll never forget it, you know, it'll always be there, you know, to be honest with you, you know. You know, it will never go away, you know, I can't fix that no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can fix it, but, you know, the only thing about fixing that is by going to church and giving myself to God, you know, and try to start a new life.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to tell you, you know. I can't tell you a lie that I'm gonna make up.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate you talking about it.
I'm gonna tell you a lie that, you know, a lie, you know, I'm gonna tell you a lie today, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what got done that day, what happened that day, that's what happened that day, you know.
Yeah.
That's all I have, you know.
No, we appreciate you talking to us, but we talk to all the officers because we have to debrief with all the officers, you know what I mean, that we're shot at.
Yeah.
And so what we do is we try to help them out too and try to understand because they thought they were going to die too. I mean, you know, when you're getting shot at and stuff, so we have to kind of go over, especially the Ojai one where the cop just stops you and all of a sudden he's getting shot at. So I kind of wanted to figure out what was going on in your mind to figure out why. So I could tell that officer, like, this is why, what you were thinking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got a wife and kids and all that stuff, so.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when you, why that first shot, why that happened? Why you, the first officer?
To be honest with you, I didn't care about my life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't care what happened to me anymore, you know.
Yeah.
I was just a walking dead man.
So you're pretty...
Whatever you want to call it.
You're pretty shocked that first one. That first, you were already pretty bummed out. You had a fight with your girlfriend earlier that day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I talked to your sister and she said that, you know, you wanted to go for a drive and you borrowed $10 from her and then $10 from your mom for gas on that day and that you left. And then you called your sister and told her that pretty much, hey, goodbye and take care of my kids, right? And that's after you shot at the officer.
Yeah.
You call...
Yeah.
Are you pretty close to that's your niece?
My niece.
What did you tell
her? I told her that, you know, I'm going to shoot out the rings and then it's like they live or die, you know, I'll take care of my kids.
Okay. What'd she say?
No, I don't see what I'm going to do. I ain't going to do it. Well, if you're going to be better, you might be a shot at, you know, bullets are flying all over the place. And, you know, I'm looking still here, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be honest with you, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I know it's not going to change anything. But the only thing is, you know, I don't know what to tell you, you know.
Yeah. No, we appreciate you talking to us, man.
It's just something that happened so fast that I regret. I regret it from happening. And I regret from it happening to me. You know what I'm saying this, because I regret for what I've done.
Yeah.
I regret for what I've done.
To those officers and...
Civilian officers.
Yeah.
You know, and I regret where I put myself at, you know, with these officers.
Yeah.
You know, I could be dead right now too, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it is... Something I can't turn the clock back to.
Mm-hmm.
I can't turn the clock back. I could just tell you, look at this is what happened, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't turn the clock back to them. You don't get to be with them.
Yeah. Are you just drinking that day? Are you doing any drugs or anything?
No, just
what were you using? Speed? That day?
Yeah.
What time did you use that day? Remember?
I'm not sure, but it was already getting dark.
Oh, were you getting dark when you used? Did you use, where was it at when did you use at home or in your car?
No, I used it at the house.
Like, when you talked about speed, are you saying pills or meth?
Meth?
Yeah. Did you just snort it or smoke it?
Yeah.
Snort it? Yeah. By yourself or somebody else?
By myself, you know, maybe I have to go through it.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think you took?
About 16.
16? And then you drank? What did you drink?
High liquor.
What do you usually drink? What would you think that day?
High liquor.
Like tequila or rum?
But that time, that time, like, what was it?
You drink vodka or what were you drinking that day?
Just hard liquor. Hard liquor.
What's hard liquor? I know, because hard liquor.
Hard liquor, like, it could be gin.
Gin?
It could be a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
It could be different for me.
Okay. So you don't, do you remember what it was that day? Like, how many?
Well, it wasn't, no.
Okay.
I just know that.
What were you drinking at home?
That I'm a guy, you know, that day, you know. That guy out there is still here, you know.
Yeah.
I'm still looking at time. Mm-hmm. You know that, I know that. You know, and,
one of the important things, though, the reason that we're here, is and that's why you asked me what you were thinking, is it really matters.
Yeah.
I mean, from our perspective, from you, your family is real concerned. I was just talking to your mom. That's why we keep asking you. You okay? That's one of the things. That's why we keep asking you, what were you thinking at this point? What were you thinking at this point? Because we really want to understand, and it's real important that we understand what was going through your mind.
Because
it really matters. I mean, a lot of what happened that day
was
because of the things that were going through your mind.
The things that go through my mind that day, I don't care about myself. I don't care if I live or die. I don't care if I kill myself.
What about the officers? Did you think
about them? Well, I'm killing them too. Yeah.
You didn't really care about them killing them either at that point, right?
Yeah, at that point, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I'm saying is, from this point on, this is what happened. Okay. And that's all I know. I got shot at. I almost killed myself. My son's almost died because of me. And that's all I know. That's all I got. If you want to know any more, let me know. I'll write a book. Nothing but a joke out of it, but I'm just being real with you.
Mm-hmm. What would you say right now to those officers that are here, that are here talking to you? What would you say to them? The ones you shot at?
To be honest with you, I would say that every officer that's here in the yard, I will let you give my forgiveness. Because I didn't know what was going on at this time. I don't know if I was coming or going. What I mean by that, I didn't know if I was going to die early, if I was going to, I don't know. I don't like to explain myself. Everything happened so fast, that I already have an apology,
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to apologize to you guys. The only apology I got is out of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That I still have, that God still got me. In other words, God still has me right there.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm still God's son. That's what I'm trying to say, I could have lost my life.
Yeah.
For something stupid,
Mm-hmm.
For something dumb, for drinking,
yeah.
for doing something foolish, where I could save my kids, and lead them to a better world,
mm-hmm.
Instead of
we'll tell them that.
Yeah.
Understand that they're having a hard time with this too. They don't get into this job to hurt people.
No, I appreciate it. It hurts, It really hurts. I can't change the clock.
Remember what happened before this? Probably about 3 minutes ago.
I drank a little bit. Yeah, I was in pursuit.
Before that, everything before you went to your mom's. Remember you went to your mom's and got some money to go to Ohio?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got into it.
What was that about?
that was all about me and my drinking, you know, and Peter loved me, and, you know, okay. Being like,
did it get physical?
Just being that everything, no.
No, just words?
No, just words, no, just words that we had together, that we had.
Is that why you split? Just because you were upset?
No, I left him because I knew I was better, you know. I wish I would have died.
The reason I'm asking is we found a holster on the ground out there.
Yeah.
Is that from the same gun?
A holster? There's only one holster. There's only one gun, one holster.
What kind of gun?
It's a 9.
A 9?
Yeah. And that's the one that I found in there.
And then, there's a revolver in your car?
A revolver?
Yeah.
That was part of the gun.
What's that?
That was part of the gun.
Part of the gun?
Yeah.
You know what a revolver is? The one that's wielding? It looks like there's some, the casings in the gun, like you're reloading.
Yeah.
Is that the gun you're using to shoot stuff with? That's the gun I found.
Yeah, because I only have one gun.
Okay.
And that was the gun that I had. And it was a revolver.
A revolver?
Yeah. But there was nothing in it. Because I was in the entrance and going around.
Mm-hmm.
Were you trying to load it while you were driving?
No, it was driving.
It was driving?
Yeah, it was driving.
Because you took a lot of shots. I mean, was there a 9mm too? You may have thrown out during the pursuit? And you used a revolver too?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you, I would tell you something was too early.
Okay. So you had a revolver then?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up.
No, I don't think that's 9mm.
And where did you get that revolver?
The revolver, I found it in the swap
meet. Swap meet?
Yeah.
In L.A. here?
In L.A.
You buy it at a swap meet? Or?
Yeah, swap meet.
How'd you, you know, could you tell to buy guns at a swap meet?
You can buy them.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can buy them.
Okay.
How much paper do you think about? You can buy them at a gun store. Where the gun store could buy them for about $300.
Do you know how much you paid for this one?
$100.
About
$200.
$200?
How long did you get it?
About a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the bullets? Did you have like a box of them?
No, this was gone. This was gone a long time ago. They were like thrown.
So where did you get the bullets from? Did you get them at the same time you got the gun, or did you go buy them from them?
No, I already had those. I already had them in with my gun. No, I had them with the revolver already. You know?
Okay.
The revolver already, we only had like two bullets here. The revolver had about, I don't know, about, how's it been straight up with the guy, you know? Straight up with you. It had about at least four of them left. Yeah.
And the gun itself?
And the gun itself.
Yeah. What about, because we found the empty casings on the floor of the car. That's why we were asking.
Because we knew you shot probably just from the DC at least like 12 times, so that means you would have had to try to reload while you're driving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was 12 times, that had a reload.
Yeah. And it looked like it because there were casings on the, unused extended one.
Yeah.
On the floor near the pedals.
Yeah, I was just unused one. Because I revolved it, I used it already one time. To see if it worked.
Where when was that?
And, when I bought the gun.
So did you shot it at the swap meet or just soon thereafter?
Yeah, I shot afterwards just to see if it worked.
Oh, okay.
You know,
well, where did that happen?
It's a Colonial Avenue.
Up to where?
Colonial Avenue.
Oh, okay. Up in the north end?
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
So one thing we touched on last night, when you drove by the and you fired off the shot, I'm kind of curious. What was going through your mind when that happened?
It goes through my mind when it happened. I didn't want to live in my room. I was dead inside already.
Well, that's where your family was, that's why you were kind of concerned.
I was dead inside already, you know, I was dead or alive, you know. You just go by because you wanted to. Better know that, hey. Just to let her know that, you know what, you fucked up, you know.
Yeah.
You know, this is what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now you're done.
Where were you pointing at when you shot it? Remember when you drove by?
I think it's an empty already.
Mm-hmm. You shot one out the window.
The gun was empty already.
Well, we actually found a bullet out there.
Yeah.
When you shot, did you shoot in there? Did you mean to shoot at the apartment?
Yeah.
Okay. So just fit kind of.
Yeah.
You're here and
it's here and all that. Yeah. Yeah, she fucked up and all, you know, that's it. No, we're done. What happened out there and all that. That's it. No, it's going to be done. Obviously, normally that's not normal. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to do. You know,
I
do all my respect, you know, for, you know, what I've done. And I hope he doesn't hold that gun against me. You know, because I have a wife and kids, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I know what that anger feeling for a while. You know, with that, I wish I could. But I don't think I'll be able to see this coming day in a while.
I'm just glad that nobody got hurt in the shot that got off near Roderick. That's kind of important, you know. Not everything would have been solved even with that, because your family, I was talking to your mom, and she said, you know, at least I can see
things. Yeah, we're just about to.
I couldn't, you know, she said she couldn't see your brother anymore, but she's just thankful that you're here, and she can see you and touch you and talk to you. And that's important, too. Don't forget about that.
We appreciate you talking to us. Okay, and like I said, we're just trying to put the pieces together and understand it. Is all we're trying to do.
I'll talk to you guys all the time.
Okay.
We'll see what's
going on.
Well, we talk to your family. It's important because we want to get all the facts together.
Yeah.
And it's important that you get to tell your side and that we get to know what you were thinking at the time. And that's why we come back and make sure we're
thankful.
I know I ain't gonna say anything, you know, but...
Sorry?
I know I ain't gonna say nothing, but... You know,
what do you mean it's not gonna change anything? It's a lot. It gives us a better picture of the whole thing that happened. But see, we only have what we know, what our officer told us. So now we know what you were thinking and what you were feeling at the time. We know that you were going through a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And that's important for us to know, don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, of course, you know. It's a main thing, I think.
Yeah. And that's the problem, is when you go through pain, sometimes you don't always make the best decisions. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree. I disagree with a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But I'm just glad that you guys understand. I'm glad that you guys have a moment here that I have with you guys. I can't say that, you know, for a thing.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean I'm going to go. Going like that's stupid to me. You know, I'm done with it.
Especially in here, you
don't want to. What is your mom's name?
She's married to
She's one out here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She's well too.
Yeah.
And what other sisters do you have?
This one, three.
Three?
Yeah.
What are their names?
But they're not really who they married.
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah. And they live together.
Oh, okay.
But,
do you have three sisters?
Yeah.
That big too?
No.
I don't know. When they were in the pursuit, did he try to talk to you about it? But,
oh, that's nice. I don't want to talk to nobody.
Yeah.
I just want to get you all ready.
And when you were in the pursuit on the cell phone, did you
I just told him, you know what? I'm in the pursuit, I'm gone already.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to die already.
Uh-huh. What did he say to you? What Arnold said to you?
He told me, son, you know, I'm not going to go back.
You're not going to go back to jail? Yeah. Okay.
Do you remember who else you talked to?
No.
Were they passing the phone around so you talked to different people?
No.
No?
I can't really have this phone back to
them. You remember talking to your sister?
I don't know.
Who was the young man on the street when you drove by on Victoria without waving at you?
I think over Arnold's friend. Arnold's friend.
All right.
Any questions for us before we get out of here?
That just could work because we have this cool way to turn things around and make it even better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just for you, but for all of us.
Okay. Well, we'll just keep him and make sure we can him talk to your mom and stuff.
Okay.
All right? Hey, feel better.
All right. You seem like you took care of yourself.
Take care, okay?
You ready when you start again?
November 10th, 2011, 12:32 p.m. UCMC. Billy Hester and Jeff Carey.